Lady of the Moon, a traditional fairy tale from China. In the days of Emperor Yao lived a prince by the name of Po Yi, who was a mighty hero and a good archer. Once 10 suns rose together in the sky and shone so brightly and burned so fiercely that the people on earth could not endure them. So the emperor ordered Ho Yi to shoot at them, and Ho Yi shot 9 of them down from the sky. Besides his bow, Ho Yi also had a horse which ran so swiftly that even the wind could not catch up with it. He mounted it to go hunting, and the horse ran away and could not be stopped. So Ho Yi came to Kunlun Mountain and met the queen mother of the Jasper Sea, and she gave him the herb of immortality. He took it home with him and hid in his rooms, but his wife, whose name was Chang'a, once ate some of it on the sly when he was not at home, and she immediately floated up the clouds. When she reached the moon, she ran into the castle there and has lived there ever since as the Lady of the Moon. On a night in mid-autumn, the emperor of the Tang Dynasty once sat at wine with 2 sorcerers, and one of them took his bamboo staff and cast it into the air, where it turned into a heavenly bridge on which the 3 climbed up to the moon together. There they saw a great castle on which was inscribed the spreading halls of crystal gold. Beside it stood a cassia tree, which bloomed and gave forth fragrance filling all the air. And in the tree sat a man who was chopping off the smaller boughs with an axe. One of the sorcerers said, "That is the man in the moon." The cassia tree grows so luxuriantly that in the course of time it would overshadow all the moon's radiance. Therefore, it has to be cut down once every 1,000 years. Then they entered the spreading halls. The silver stories of the castle were towered one above the other, and its walls and columns were all formed with liquid crystal. In the walls were cages and ponds where fish and birds moved as though alive. The whole moon world seemed made of glass. While they were still looking about them on all sides, the Lady of the Moon stepped up to them, clad in a white mantle and a rainbow-colored gown. She smiled and said to the emperor, "You are a prince of a mundane world of dust. Great is your fortune since you have been able to find your way here." She called for her attendants, who came flying up on white birds and sang and danced beneath the cassia tree. A pure clear music floated through the air. Beside the tree, he stood a mortar made of white marble, in which a jasper rabbit ground up herbs. That was the dark half. When the dance had ended, the emperor returned to earth again with the sorcerers, and he had the songs of which he had heard on the moon written down and sung to the accompaniment of flutes of jasper in his pear tree garden.